Melachim Aleph, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. We were mentioning until now how the Navi Emes, who received the Nevuah and told Yerovam he was going to be punished for not listening to Hashem, was approached by the Navi Sheker. The Navi Sheker convinced him to come and eat bread, drink water, even though he wasn't supposed to. And even after he got the Nevuah, the Navi Sheker got the Nevuah, right, that the Navi Emes was going to be punished. He continues eating. He finishes his meal. He does not stop. Not only that, but he takes the donkey from the Navi Sheker, which was another thing he should not have done, because it says that he shouldn't have accepted any gifts. Right? He's not allowed to accept any gifts. Right? But still, he took the chamor. He took the donkey of the Navi Sheker, which was wrong.
Where was his donkey?
He came by foot.
He came by foot,
right? He came by foot.
Well, can you say he was drunk?
Well, he wasn't drunk before he accepted the request.
No.
You mean why?
The way he says in the pasuk, he had eaten bread, after he had drunk. I mean,
it doesn't say they drank wine.
He wasn't feeling any pain.
It doesn't say he was drunk. It says he...
And he had drunk.
He drank.
He didn't say he drank. He said he had drunk. It doesn't say he drank.
That's not English.
He had drunk. That's what it says. Yacharei
shesoso. Okay. It could be he was drunk. I haven't seen anything in the Mepharshim about that.
I mean, just answering why he did that. Why he accepted the donkey because he didn't know what he was doing.
Well, the Malbim takes him to task for accepting the donkey and for finishing the meal. So clearly he was held responsible.
You can take him to task for getting drunk.
Okay. He doesn't say... It's a good... Could be. It's a possibility. I haven't seen anything like that. So the Malbim also points out that part of the reason he's held responsible, because remember, there was two ways of interpreting the tzivui of Hashem. One way was that once you left, you know, everything is mutter now you can do whatever. Another interpretation was that until you go back to your place, until you get another tzivui that allows you to eat and drink, then you're still in the place where you should not be eating and drinking. But the Malbim explains that any tzivui you receive from Hashem, you should always take it l'chumrah. Right? If you have some kind of ambiguous situation, you don't know exactly what Hashem meant, always go l'chumra. And the Navi failed to do so. He did not go l'chumra. He did not go ahead and interpret Hashem's words on the more cautious side.
Did he know that this was a Navi Sheker?
No.
No, he didn't know. He had no idea. If you knew, then you never listened to him.
He didn't ask. He just took him at his word.
Remember, the Navi Sheker knew details about what the Navi Emes did. He heard it from his sons, but the Navi Emes had no idea.
He fooled him.
He fooled him, exactly. He said, oh, I know you did this, right, and you did that. And he fooled him.
He didn't watch himself enough.
Right. He wasn't careful enough. He let his guard down. Right. And now he's going to be punished. So let's see Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Ve'elech ve'imtze'ehu Arya b'derech ve'imtze'ehu. He starts walking towards his hometown, and a lion finds him and kills him. His body was just left there on the road. So imagine for a minute what is happening over here.
The lion was standing there.
Yeah. You have the lion standing there, right, on the road, the body on the ground,
and the donkey standing right there.
Right. Imagine for a minute what that looked like. So people walking by were amazed, right? First of all, the lion never just kills for fun, right? He doesn't kill for sport. He kills when he's hungry, when he wants to eat. So the fact that he didn't eat the body or he didn't eat the chamar clearly showed
he wasn't hungry.
That he wasn't hungry, right? And the lion obviously didn't kill for fun. Didn't kill for sport. So clearly, all the people knew that it was an ace, and it was happening because Hashem wanted to punish this navi for what he had done. So when people saw this, let's see, Vina Noshim Oivrim, Pasuk Chaf, people are passing by, Vehiru Sanavelu Mushlechas Baderech, They see the body lying there, the lion standing right next to the body. Right? They tell this unbelievable story about this what's going on with the lion standing there and not eating the body. Part of the Ashgacha was also is that they told a story in the city that the Navi Sheker was living. Right? They could have gone anywhere.
Yeah.
Could have gone to any city. But they said over the story in this particular city because through the Navi Sheker hearing about what happened, he would make sure that the Navi Emes will be buried with the proper respect in an honorable way.
Well, the second thing is over there. You'd figure a donkey would be afraid of a lion that would run away.
Right, exactly.
He's standing there talking, you say, what is this?
Right.
What's going on?
It's the weirdest thing. Yeah. Clearly. Yeah. So what happens now? Pasuk Chava, Vayishma Navi Asher Shiva Min HaDerech Vayomer Isha Elokimu Ashamara Pi Hashem. The Navi hears about this from the people who are telling him, and he says, oh, that must be the Isha Elokim, the Navi Emes, who did not listen to Hashem's command, Leitneu Hashem La'Aryeh Veishbereu Veimiseu Kidvar Hashem Asher Dibaloi. Now he's being punished. Hashem brought this lion to kill him. And it says, Veishbereu, he broke him, Veimiseu. And he killed him. But notice before it says, Veitneu Hashem. Hashem gave him to the Aryeh, meaning not to eat. Right? Meaning he just gave him to be killed. But not as prey.
So the one who brought him back, that's another sheker.
Yes.
And that brought him back to the real, another Novi, that was the real Levi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. By Dabar Laban of Lamar, this Navi Sheker now turns to his sons and he says, Chivshali is a chamar vechvayshu. I want you to prepare my donkey. Ba'elech ve'imzas nivlosim ishleches v'derech. What was that?
What donkey?
It was a different donkey. Obviously, they had more than one. Yeah, it was a different one.
All right.
Yeah, they had more than one.
But now he spoke to his sons. Who's talking here? The Navi Sheker?
Navi Sheker.
Not the Navi he brought him to?
He's dead already.
It says
the Navi Sheker is talking to his sons, yeah.
Okay. So I guess after he had his meal with the Navi Sheker, he left.
He was going away,
and this thing happened.
Right.
And now, how's the Navi Sheker went to see what happened, or he just happened to be walking down?
No, so he heard from the people who were passing by. The people that were passing by, they saw this crazy image of the Chava.
I heard that, so
right?
Then he went.
They came to the city where the Navi Sheker was, and they were telling everyone, we saw this lion standing there, and there was this body and this donkey, and he was not doing anything. So then, right away, the Navi Sheker knew, oh, that must be the Navi Emes, and he was clearly punished for not listening to Hashem. So now he wants to at least make sure that it gets buried properly. Pasuk Chav Ches, Vayelach Vayimtzos Nivlosim Mishleches Vaderech. He goes ahead, he finds the body of the Navi thrown on the road. B'chamar Ba'ari Oimdim Etzel Nevela. Why did the Chamar stay there? Chamar stay there so the Navi Sheker will be able to put the body on the Chamar and bring it to burial, to proper burial. Loyochal Arias and Avela Valeshabras Chamar. The Arya didn't eat the Navela, the body, and he did not kill the Chamar either. Vesa Navis Nivlas Isha Elokim, Vayinichev Ala Chamar, Vayishiveo, right? This is the purpose of the Chamar. He brings the body of the Navi, he puts it on the Chamar, he brings it back to the city. Vayovel Il Ir Hanavi, Azakin Lisboid Ulukabre.
Let's say he put him on his own donkey. He didn't use the other guy's donkey.
Meaning, it's his donkey that was original.
Both donkeys belonged to him.
Right, both of them belonged to him. Because the first one that was the Navi Emes used was his as well, right? He gave it to the Navi Emes. Right?
Oh, that was his donkey.
Yeah, that was his donkey.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, and he placed it on his donkey. Does make difference. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it says the word Iberian, Vayarachas Nivlosa Bekivroi, Vayis Badai Olav Hoyachi, meaning he buried the Navi Emes in his own grave. Yeah. Meaning the grave that he bought for himself, the plot that he bought for himself, he now ended up using for the Navi Emes. Vayachar Kavar Yosef Emer Labanov Lamar, but Moisi Ukvarti Moisi Bekevra Sharisha Lakim Kavar Boy. So he says that after I die, I want you to bury me, he tells his children,
place.
In the same place. The same plot that I buried the Navi Amos, I want you to bury me there. Now the Malbim points out over here is that if you notice, he says, put my bones next to his bones. What do you mean my bones? When you're just dead, you still have a body, right? The bones are not... You don't bury bones, you bury a body.
Yeah, but the body decomposes, the bones don't.
Yeah, but what he's telling his sons, bury my bones next to his bones. You should say, bury my body next to his bones, right?
Well, right? Maybe it'll be a long time and the other body will decompose.
Yeah,
only the bones would be left.
But when the Navi Sheker dies, his body will be intact, right?
Yeah, but by
so
that...
it's not going to be bones.
Yeah, but that time the other body could have discomposed, only the bones were left.
That's true. But why does he say, put my bones? The Navi Sheker is speaking to his children. He's saying, put my bones next to the bones of the Navi Emes.
So what about the rest of his body?
Right. So Malcolm explains that back then they had a very interesting custom. They would bury the body. After they would bury the body, they would let it rot. And when there were only the bones left, they would remove the bones and bury the bones in a different place.
How long was that?
How long did they wait? I don't know how long they waited. But they would...
At that time, their body went directly into the earth without any tusks.
Yeah, I guess so. But... Right. How long does it take for the body to decompose?
Well, don't forget the ground is cool. So it's almost refrigerating the body.
Right.
And you've got the covering, which keeps the insects, the worms, away for a while.
You have the what?
It keeps
the cover?
Worms away for a while.
What keeps the cover?
Whatever you're covering the body with. I mean, if it's in a sack or... Maybe they used to use a sack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Keep the worms away for a while. Maybe. I don't know how long. Anyway, it's a long time. It doesn't happen quickly. You know, it doesn't turn to bones all that quickly.
They didn't use caskets, and they didn't use sarcophagus like in
I don't know exactly what they used to use back in the day. I don't know. I don't know what they used.
In Israel, they don't use... boxes either.
No.
They put a board and they put
a
board on top and cover them.
Yeah.
Here, the modern cemeteries, they use concrete liners so that the graves don't sink.
Right.
Keeps the earth from shifting.
In any case...
Says in them times... They used to bury a body and wait till it decomposes. Then they take the bones out and bring them to wherever his family's burial ground is.
Right. Yeah. So that's what I was saying.
So he told them, "Don't do that. I want you to bury me just the way I am now. I want to be buried, my bones and my body together with him right now. Not don't wait to decompose and bring anything like that there.
You got to wait till he dies. He's not going to get buried before he dies.
Well, the Malbim says that...
At my death you shall bury me in the grave wherein the man of God is buried. Immediately following my demise, you shall bury me in the grave of the pirate. So not what... The other people, they used to do. next to my bones, after my flesh decomposes, do not remove my bones to another grave. So as they said, they used to say he died here, and the burial part is 1,000 miles away.
Mm-hmm.
So they used to bury him, and when they decomposed, they picked up the burial and they brought him to the burial part.
Right.
So, but he's saying here, you'll bury me with heaven, and you won't later on, when my devoted soul, don't take my bones away from the other bones and bury me in my burial part. I want to be stay here with these bones.
Right. Okay. So let's see. Vayter ki hoy yi adavar asher kara b'dvar Hashem al mizbeach asher beveisel ve'al kol batei abamayis asher be'arei shomrein. So now this pasuk is actually very important. What is the Navi Sheker saying over here? He's saying this will be what's going to happen in the name of Hashem, right? And this will happen in the Batei Bamais that is in the city of Shomrein. Now, the Bamais that was built in the city of Shomrein was not built for many, many years later. So how did this Navi Sheker know that this was going to happen? That's the million-dollar question. So some of Farshim learn, like the Ri. The Ri learns that this was actually a Navi Emes. It was not a Navi Sheker, or maybe later he became a Navi Emes, but somehow he learns that he was a Navi Emes. Because otherwise, how would he have known that the Bamis were built in the city of Shomrein many years later? So that's his proof. The Malbim disagrees with him. Malbim says no.
I agree with the Malbim, because go ahead, say what he's saying, because I think how did he know what just happened now, that he wasn't supposed to eat, you know, and he brought him there and he died, and he knew this was going to happen. How did he know that?
Well, the Navi announced to everyone when Yeravam originally invited him to eat. First, he came to Yeravam, he told him, oh, you're going to be punished. And then Yeravam invited him to his house.
Right.
And the Navi announced, he said to everybody heard, Hashem told me not to eat and not to drink until I get all the way back to my house. Right? So, and then the children of the Navi Sheker went over to him and told him, oh, this is what the Navi Emes said. That's what he told Yeravam.
Oh, okay.
Right? So you knew that. That's not a question.
Right. The
question is, how do you know this Pasuk? Right? He apparently knows that the Bamis are going to be built in Arei Shomrein. So the Ri learns that he must be a Navi Emes. But the Malbim says no. Malbim says that really, he was in Navi Sheker, and the way he knew about the Bamis in Arei Shomrein was through the Navi Emes. The Navi Emes told him about it, how he knew.
When they were having supper.
Yeah, they were having supper, that's how he knew. Because the Navi Emes told him about it.
Well, did he say that?
It doesn't say it in the Pesukim.
No, I mean when he announced what was going to happen later, did he say this other man told me this is going to happen? You say that's how we know. He all of them saying that's how we knew, because the Navi Emes told him after he didn't tell him what was going to happen. Did he announce? Did he just say it by just like he moaned, like he knew it by himself, or did he announce that the Yiddish Navi told me that this was going to happen?
No, he said it by himself. He said it on his own. Question is how he knew that. Right, that's the question.
Yeah. Achar Dover Zeh.
Okay, so let's conclude this perek. Achar Dover Zeh v'yishav Yeravam midarkei hara. After this whole long episode, right, with the Navi Emes warning him, and after he heard about the story, how the Navi Emes was punished for now listening to Dvar Hashem, and he ended up eating and drinking where he was not supposed to, and he was punished, he was killed, Right? Yeravim knew all about that. He heard all about that. Right? Still, lo yishav Yeravim midarkei hara. He did not change his ways, and he stayed the way he was. Yeah? The Malbim brings down a Gemara. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, Achar davar zeh refers to actually something else. Apparently, there was a conversation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yeravim. Hashem turns to Yeravim and he tells him, Chazar b'cha, I want you to do tshuva, and I'm offering you a deal that cannot be refused. What was the deal? Chazar b'cha, v'ani ato ben Ishai, the title of Gan Eden. Me, you, and Ben Ishai, typically referring to David HaMelech, are going to be hand in hand in Gan Eden. What does Yeravim say? How does he reply to this deal?
Then why you don't want the deal?
Who's going to walk first?
Exactly. Mi Barosh. Who's
going to
be at the head
first?
Right? So what does Hashem say? Ben Ishai Barosh. Ben Ishai is going to be at the head. He's going to be at the helm. Yeravim says, Iyachi loy ba'ina. I'm not interested. Turning Hashem down. Unbelievable.
He asks him who's going to be first. Now, he wants to be placed before Hashem. The deal was the three of them.
He wants to be before Ben Ishai.
Huh?
He doesn't want to be before Hashem. He wants to be before Ben Ishai.
Well, it seems like he's going to be first from the three.
No. It's clear that Hashem is going to be first. Question is, who's going to be right after?
How could he have him? How could he say such a thing? Okay, now he wants to be ahead of him, all
right. Right. So there's one pshat that actually says that really Hashem's original deal was that Yeravim would be at the head, right? Because what does he say? Ani ata uben Yishai, right?
Yeah.
The title by Gan Eden.
Right, he told him that.
He told him you're going to be the head.
Yeah.
But Yeravim, right, he's such a Baal Gaiva, right? He's so full of himself. He said, let me hear that again. I want to hear that again. Well, see, who's going to be at the head? Who's going to be at the head? Let me hear.
He didn't.
And Hashem says, you're a Baal Gaiva, you want to hear it again? No. I'm changing the deal now. Yeah. I'm changing the deal. Forget about it. Now, Ben Ishai is going to be at the head. So Yeravim says, forget it. Not interested. That's one
pshat. I want to be number one.
I want to be number one. See, number one or nothing?
I mean, it's really hard to understand. And Hashem tells him something, and he's thinking something different. From the whole place, from where we started before, with the Novi coming to him and everything else, he was afraid of Hashem that was going to happen because the Navi told him what was going to happen. He was actually afraid of him. And he told him to pray for him and everything else. So he did believe Hashem. I can see if God sent the emissary and tell him that, not God himself. Okay, but God tells him this here. How can he have the audacity not to accept it?
It was all gaiva. It's all gaiva.
Yeah, but you can tell me, but before he asked to be forgiven, he already asked to be forgiven from the Navi.
That's because he wanted to be able to move his hand, right? He wanted to enjoy this world.
He wanted to move his hand, all right, but still, it's a... Yes, this and now all of this it's hard to understand him.
Just shows you how gaiva completely skews your mind.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So the Malbim explains that this Gemara actually alludes to what was going on in this parak. He says like this. He says. That when the Navi Emes came to Yeravim, when he was standing on the Mizbeach, right, what did he do? He grabbed his cloak, right, he grabbed Yeravim's cloak. So it says that is the same thing of Hashem, so to speak, grabbing Yeravim and telling him, turn back, change your ways, do tshuva, right? That's an allusion to that. And then by him healing his hand, by the Isha Lekim, by the Navi Emes, healing the hand of Yerubam, that was a sign, that was a message from Hashem that Hashem would actually accept his tshuva. Right? If he does tshuva right now, do tshuva right now, I'm going to accept your tshuva. You have a golden opportunity. Right? And not only that, but I'm going to walk with you in Gan Eden, hand in hand. Meaning the fact that he cured his hand was alluding to Hashem, so to speak, giving him the offer of me, you, Ben Ishai, will be walking around hand in hand in Gan Eden. Right? Now, why didn't he really do tshuva? What was the underlying reason? The underlying reason was, he was afraid that if he does tshuva, what's going to happen?
He'll lose his melucha.
Exactly. Why? Because all Bnei Israel are going to do what? They're going to go to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and then Ben Yishai, right, Rehavam, the grandson of David, is going to be in power again, right? Again, so Ben Yishai is going to be Baroish. He's going to be at the head. And he said, oh, if that's going to happen, then I'm not interested. Right? So the whole Gemara is really alluding to what we were discussing over here in this parak.
You wanted to be number one.
Exactly. All about COVID. COVID. COVID completely distorts your whole outlook on things. There's a story of a guy who
people
lived in...
People today are the same way.
Yeah, same way. They simply can't see straight.
Not the same. God doesn't talk to us. It's not the same.
He talks to you, but you just don't listen.
So there's a story about this guy in the times of the Chofetz Chaim.
He doesn't talk to us like he talked to them.
Oh.
Right. Anyway, it's so this guy, this guy was a very big, he wanted COVID, he was a Baal Gaiva, and people in his town didn't give him COVID. He was very upset about it. He was very, very upset. So he goes over to the Chofetz Chaim, and he tells the Chofetz Chaim, listen, I have a problem. I'm a very chash of a Talmud Chacham, and if people don't give me the COVID I deserve. So the Chofetz Chaim sits him down, and he says, listen, it says in Pirkei Avos, it says, Kol ha roidef achar kovid, a kovid berach mimenu. Right? Anytime it says kol, it's coming to include something. Right?
Okay, but after everything that happened to him, he sees his hand, something, you know, something's going on here that he can't control. And right away, now he thinks he's going to be fine. He don't have to listen.
He doesn't think he's going to be fine. He doesn't think he's going to be fine, but he couldn't in his right mind give up the COVID. That's what was stopping him.
He couldn't give up the COVID.
No, he couldn't.
But he's not afraid nothing's going to happen to him. It already happened to him. Things. I mean, it goes so far that he don't even believe it. He doesn't even believe anything's going to happen to him because he don't want the deal. I mean,
you're right. It doesn't make any sense.
It's just like coming to you, you've got something wrong with you that is going to kill you in a week if you don't have this operation, right? And the guy says, "Nah, I don't want no operation. I don't care." That's what it seems up to.
You're right.
It seems hard to understand the person like that. Because he did believe, because before he asked him, so he is a believer.
Right.
So,
right.
All right. It happened. Yep. I believe that this had happened, but I just can't understand somebody
who
does believe that can go so far as not accept that chance to live.
Right. Okay. Right. Anyways, back to the story. The Chofetz Chaim tells them, when it says call, it's coming to teach us something.
How long did he last anyway?
Doesn't say.
I don't know. We'll see. We're going to see next parak. We'll see how he's getting punished.
He must have been king for a few years, right?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so the Chofetz Chaim tells them, when it says call, it's coming to include what? Even someone who deserves COVID, like you, right? The Chofetz Chaim is telling him, But because you're running after the kavod runs away from you. And even someone like me, says the Chofetz Chaim, who does not deserve kavod, but because I run away from it, it runs after me. Right? So this guy hears what the Chofetz Chaim tells him. He was right back to his town. He walks into the shul. He gets a clap on the beam and he says, the Chofetz Chaim said that I deserve kavod. That's what he took out of it.
That's all.
But that's someone who just can't see straight. You know, it just drives you nuts. So let's just finish the last pasuk. Right, this caused the whole bais, the whole household. Not only Yeravam himself was punished, but the whole household of Yeravam was being punished, and there was no one left from the whole house of Yeravam. No, everyone was killed. Everyone ended up dying. And we're going to see next week.
It didn't happen. Lightning just didn't come and strike them, and that's it.
Right. It happened. We're going to see how it happened next parak. Hopefully next week we'll continue to see.